Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are on Brachos Daf Mem Ches. This daf contains 9 psukim in total, and we're going to be focusing on one pasuk on Amud Beis. The pasuk is in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel, and this is how it reads: Kavuachem ha'ir, when you come to the city, Ken timsun noisai, you'll find him. Beterem yaleh ha'bamasa, before he gets up to the shrine, le'echol, to eat, ki lo yochal ha'am ad boyoi, because the people won't eat until he comes, ki hu yuvarech ha'zevach, he'll make a blessing on the sacrifice, acharei ken yoichlu ha'kruim, and then everybody will eat who's being called. Va'ato, and now, alu, go up, ki oisoi k'hayom timsun oisoi, because you will find him right away if you go up. The Gemara over here on Memeches on Beis uses this pasuk to understand a very fascinating halacha, and the halacha is as follows. The Gemara darshans this as the source, one of the alternative sources for having a bracha before the meal. Rabbi Nosson quotes this pasuk as saying this is a conversation which was had to show us that ultimately a bracha was made before the zevach was actually eaten. And then the Gemara goes on to ask, why was the conversation so long? It says because shanoshim dabroni osem, these are women speaking, and they have a lot to say. And Shmuel explains that it was because they wanted to look at the beauty of Shaul HaMelech, who they were speaking to, because he was head and shoulders above the rest. That's where the statement comes from, is Shaul HaMelech. And Rabbi Yochanan says, because ein malchus nagas b'chaverta afilu kelim lo nimo, that one kingdom cannot impact the other even by a hairbreadth. What's going on over here? What's the context? So we're talking about a situation where the nation of Israel has asked for their first king against the behest of Shaul, against the Shmuel HaNavi, against the behest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ask for a king. In response to that, Shmuel is told to go find a king, and this is this episode in which the first king of Israel, Shaul, is found. Perek Tes talks us about how he's a young bachur, he's a young man, he is a very exemplary man, both in physical stature, emotional stature, and spiritual stature. And he has lost his donkeys. So he's actually a shepherd. He's with his young lad, his helper. And they've lost their donkeys. They don't know where they are. They want to return them to his father, but they're busy searching around and helplessly. What do they do? The Nar, this young man, says to Shaul, you know what we should do is we should go find the Navi. Maybe the Ro'eh would be able to direct us to where our donkeys are. They go off. They find the city where Shmuel Navi is circulating to bring the Zevach that day. And off they go. They arrive at the city, they meet these girls, the girls are outside, and they ask, where is the Navi? And this is the explanation they give. They say, he's about to bless the Zevach, you should go in now, because if you go in now, you should find him, and it's very circuitous in their description, which is what the Gemara is picking up on. That's the background to this pasuk, and now Shaul is about to meet Shmuel HaNavi. Just a few lessons we can learn from this. Number one, you see something here very fascinating. This is talked about by the Emes Liakov and the Ristisei Laila, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, also the Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, who says a very beautiful thing, and that is that in those days, a Navi was used for every aspect of lifestyle. There was not the same level of halacha and Torah Shabbat Peh as we have it today. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had not formalized tefillah, had not formalized halacha in the same way that we have it. And when a person wants to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, they could ask anything of the Navi. Which meant to say that even, let's say, this obvious case where it seems to be so simple, you've lost the donkeys, it's like a person misplaces the car keys, so to speak. In that case, a person would be able to speak to the Navi. That's something you see from this episode number one. Number two, that Abba Bernel points out, as is pretty clear from here, is that in those days, clearly there was an allowance to sacrifice on a bama. A bama is an altar which is not in the confines of the Mishkan, and the reason is because the Mishkan was destroyed at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Because the Mishkan was destroyed, therefore only the remnants of it remain, and at this point in time, sacrificing on a bama would be allowed. The way it would work is they would make the sacrifice, and all those who are kruim, those who are called, would be able to eat of that zevach publicly. And that's what Shmuel HaNavi would do. The practice, as we know, of Shmuel HaNavi was to go from town to town to town. He would not set up court and wait for everybody to visit him. He would go and do a sivuv. He would do a circuit around Israel to be in a certain place, to judge the people, to see the spiritual condition of people. And when he did this, he would bring the zevach. We see one other interesting and fascinating lesson from here, as the Radak points out on this pasuk, is the Gemara brought two, or actually three reasons, as to why it is that this conversation was so long. The last two explanations were they wanted to look at him because he was very fair looking, and the other one was because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that the reign of Shmuel would not be impacted by Shaul, even by a few minutes. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, delaying him. And these two opinions in my mind actually are convergent, which means to say that both are true. Yes, he arrived at women who had a lot to say because they wanted to keep gazing at this very handsome young man. But at the same time, that conversation was what enabled in Hashem's plan as well to make sure that Shaul HaMelech would not get the kingship from Shmuel a moment too early. And that's a very good description. In fact, this Gemara is giving us a very effective model for our lives, where many people are involved in our lives, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is found throughout it, the convergence of our actions and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.